Well, hello, guys and dolls, and happy Monday. It is officially Monday, April 30th, 2012, and I will be doing 1 half hour to continue on with part two of my interview with Stephen G. Barr. I will get him right back on the air very shortly. In the meanwhile, I will go ahead and play a song for you to warm you up, and I will find one in just a moment. I'm just pulling everything up right now. Ooh, where's my list? My list is somewhere here. Okay, well, first ones first. I'll play the song Swag by Post, I believe. I could be wrong about the artist. I will make sure. But go ahead and enjoy the song while I get the rest of the show ready for your listening pleasure. This is Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm Sandra London.
My name's Johnny.
It's Hop Ho. Running laps around these bastards. I'm a beast, yeah, I'm a savage. Macho man with a natural tan, and my pockets fat like the old Roseanne. While you out here chasing all this paper, they be hating, no relenting. All my niggas, they come up, make it rain like Mother Nature. I might hit you with that taser, no Fantasia, I'm no idol. All you plastic niggas out here talking trash, but I recycle. It's a recital, never resigning, always riding. Nigga, you lying through your teeth. You don't want no beef, you ain't in these streets. I'm out of your league, and over your head just like a halo. I got say so like I'm signing. And flawless diamonds in my watch, motherfucker, perfect time. The only thing we know, only thing we know, the only thing we know, only thing we know is I done put my life into this rap shit. I done even made some bread. Now the swag is Marcus Graham, and the flow needs special ed. They got a problem, Houston Cole Red. That boy, he gon' get so fed, and he gon' make it happen with no paper, ink, and no lead. Show did, show biz. Got a nigga head swollen, bobble head. Bottles here, models there. Politics, they everywhere. Money up the dairy air. It's a new Jack City, and I'm Nino. It's no longer Perrier, it's Pellegrino. Taking pills of that amino. Got a nigga feeling Devo. Yeah, my life is like a movie, but you'll never see a sequel. Tell your people I'm the second coming. Philip Drummond, I've been summoned. And when I land, I plan to hit the fucking ground running. The only thing we know, only thing we know, the only thing we know, only thing we know. I be rapping in my afterlife. You rappers don't be rapping right. That's why y'all crew ain't eating like y'all all done lost your appetite. But I'm still hungry like I'm needing seconds. How I spit is like a weapon. They could charge me with possession. Now watch me bring it back just like an encore. I'm greater than all outdoors. These rappers, they be soft in the middle. We call them all s'mores. He shoots, he scores. Niggas play the back just like the yard. I'm on the front porch. Ferragamo flip-flops, tank top and some ballin' shorts. Everything that you bargain for. Now pass the cigars, I'm living large, nigga. I just can't stop because my swag is running water. It be going, going till it's overflowing. They ain't knowing, I ain't new to this. I grew to this, I proved this on my previous song. This just my newest shit, know just what to do with this. Living out my bucket list, ain't one to be fucking with. And you can get the duck fed.
Wow. If that didn't wake you right back up, I'm sure nothing will. That was Swag by Hypost. Yeah, so I just got a message from Stephen via Skype, and he's let me know that he and his better half are up and at him, raring to go. And so I'll go ahead and give him a call. Ooh, I have a delightful story to share that I've just been reading about on LiveScience.com, which is actually pretty funny and oddly scientific. But let me go ahead and call him up because I'm sure he may want to, you know, add in, chime in, share some perspective. So let me go ahead and give him a jingle. One moment. Okay, I am dialing.
Hello.
Aloha, Stephen. This is Sandra London. How is Mr. Happy doing?
Hi. What's going on?
What's up? I hear a little bit of, like, echo in the background.
You're on speaker.
Oh, I don't want to be on speaker. It's going to...
Well, you're only on live radio, too.
Well, yes, dear. I understand that.
All right. You're only on live radio, so...
I know, but I just don't want it to be, like, all staticky because I can hear it. So I don't want everybody else to hear
it. Better? Hello?
Yes. Much better. Yes, okay. Thank you. Sorry.
So what happened there? What happened earlier?
You know, I'm not quite, I'm not certain.
I
believe
it
may.
No.
I think it may have had something to do with my opening another studio page in my browser for Blog Talk when I was able to find, because it happened shortly after finally finding that song, The Excuse by Carl Jung, trying to upload that song, realizing, yes, I had uploaded it twice. And so maybe just the two windows being open caused some weird, strange stuff.
Double sign-in block thing, yeah.
Yeah,
because when I started calling back,
yeah, which I guess is a good thing. That's a good security feature, but I just wish that, you know, songs would kind of update in the existing window, but never fear. We're both back, and we can continue. But it's funny, right before calling in to do this additional or the remaining half hour of the show that we didn't get to last time, I was looking at some random articles, and then I found this thing about hysteria.
Yeah.
On Live Science. It's kind of funny. I'll read, like, a really short excerpt from it, and you'll see why I thought it was funny. So it's saying, I was saying, in the Victorian era, hysteria was a catch-all diagnosis for women in distress. The symptoms were vague: discontentment, weakness, outbursts of emotion, nerves, and the history is sexist. Plato blamed the wanderings of an unfruitful uterus. The treatment for hysteria? Hysterical paroxysm, also known as orgasm. Physicians would massage their patients' genitals,
really?
Either manually or with a vibrator, a task they found tedious but surprisingly uncontroversial. More contentious,
really?
Was the practice of putting...
This?
Isn't this funny? Victorian era.
Well, the doctors used to use vibrators on women when they got hysterical.
Totally.
And the cure was orgasm, and so the doctor would use a vibrator on them?
If only that would solve modern-day female
anxieties. I think it would increase the medical school population, too.
We have more med students, more Ron Pauls in the world, and there's
A gynecologist has to go through. He has to kiss a lot of frogs. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's got to touch them, not necessarily. Never mind.
I mean, metaphorically. Hopefully, they're not frogs either. But
I would rather a frog.
Most of them come to the doctor because they got a problem down there. So you're talking to some.
Ergo, why I'd rather it be a frog in my examination room, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, so it's really, like, fascinating. Like, it's a funny, interesting site.
I'm right on Wikipedia. It's got it right here. A typical treatment was massage of the patient's genitalia by the physician.
Isn't that awesome? Why couldn't I have been
and later by
Victorian?
Vibrators or...
I was born too late.
Wow. Yeah, there's a French neurologist that attributed the rehabilitation of hysteria as topic of scientific study. Well, yeah, I never heard of
that. Yeah,
this.
You know what? His name was Pepe Le Pew. Just kidding.
No, it was Jean-Martin Charus. French neurologist.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll let you tell it. Yes, isn't that so funny?
It's not funny. It's just kind of cool, but I mean, it probably did solve a lot of anxiety. Really, when you think about it, it was just a stressed out woman that was facing the day trials of Victorian womanhood, and probably most of it was cooking and cleaning, probably on a wood stove, and she had to get off, and that relieved her tension or stress.
Totally.
I mean, there's therapeutic masturbation and there's recreational masturbation. Sometimes
I think they're one and the same.
Well, yeah, take MD. My are all generally recreational, so I don't therapeutically masturbate. But I know many women that do. All day
do
long.
Do you know? All day long. Yeah. Now that might be a problem.
Well, yeah. Well, it depends. Depends on you. No, I know some people that work at some of the major film studios.
Well, then there you go. If you're getting paid for it, then...
There's a gal that works in Vivid, and that's all she... Joy King, and that's her job, is to watch porn all day. She's an executive VP at Vivid, and it's her job is to, you know, she QCs the product.
Well, now how
Somebody's
is that different from being a gynecologist?
How is it different? Well, typically there would not be disease, hopefully, and they'd be tested. So
it's sort of numbing in a sense, taking out any pathologies, numbing.
I would think if you watch 8 hours of porn every day,
it's overkill.
I know from that myself. I mean, I got to go search out the deep trough niches, the hairy midget MILF forum or something. I'm just using an example. You gotta go your blonde runway model type stuff doesn't do it. Playboy doesn't do it for me. I mean, I can read a whole Playboy and not get an erection.
Let's give a more realistic version of you then, not a.
Well, I'm more of the Larry Flint, the Larry Flint fan. It's like you. Brought us boobs. Bob Guccione brought us pubic hair, which they don't even have anymore. I mean, it got outlawed, I think, in 1979. Pubic hair was outlawed in most states. And
what? No way.
I think it was. Well, you find each any woman that's got pubic hair anymore.
I've seen quite a bit
100
lately.
Women. I think maybe it's coming back in. I think maybe. Everything has like a 25-year cycle in sociology,
I've seen quite a few well manicured.
Disco was cool again
underbrows.
For a while, everything. Big sideburns and leisure suits. Pretty soon, I think. The next thing is the leisure suit. The leisure suit. Not a zoot suit. That would have been 25 years after 1944. So. By 1970, they wore some zoot suits. We had baggy pants in high school.
No, I'm talking about on your underpart.
Well, your zoot suit, it was very conducive to pocket fondling. Those guys were always hanging on to zoot suits. They had the big chains with the watches or something, and they had a big pocket and a lot of extra material up front. You could be like full-on stroking the monkey there in a zoot suit. Nobody would even see it.
You sound very familiar with the uncomfortable...
Pocket pool, yes. I'm a professional pocket pooler. Yep.
Wow. Okay, yeah. You know what?
Doing the L Bundy right now, as a matter of fact.
What happened?
I said I'm doing the L Bundy right now.
Oh, this is disgusting. Okay. No.
All your male readers out there, our listeners, they're out there sitting on the couch watching TV doing the L Bundy. And so, I appreciate
not to you.
Tailoring.
No thanks to you, buddy. Oh, my God.
Hopefully they're not doing it because of me. Well, not that there's anything wrong with that, but
You got a point. I'm just teasing you, though. But anyways,
there's a picture of this Chirot. I think I'm going to dedicate a society after this guy, this Victorian doctor.
Dude, you totally need to. Let's have a comeback, a renaissance.
Yes, a renaissance where I could charge women, $125 for an office visit and just hook them up and get one of those what's those Symbian things, and just set them on there, and they can put quarters in like a little pony outside the grocery store. You can have those.
You can have several female, you know, therapeutic patients. It's called social.
Grandma will be up on that thing too.
Going too far. I don't want to think about my. I don't want to think about my. You know. All right.
You're one of those people who thinks if you're over 50, there's nothing sexual going on, right?
No, I'm not. I just think at my age, I don't want to know about it just yet.
OPS, my son calls it. Cammy says, "Pop, no OPS, old people sex."
I think that's a beautiful thing. Like, that's hot.
It's all relative, you know. You feel the same inside as you when you were 19. So maybe I remember it a little more now, but, you know, same person inside.
I'll take your word for that.
Yeah. Well, the benefit of experience and wisdom comes with, you know, practice makes perfect, and 35 years of something is, you know, you're pretty adept at something like that.
I believe you. I'm not an ageist. I'm just saying, yeah. Moving on, I was gonna, you know, go ahead and do that.
Didn't you have a trivia question?
Yes, I do. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Okay, dear listeners, and dear Stephen. Okay, yeah. Okay, so I got to turn these into questions because they're actually just stated. So let me. Okay, what is the world's most popular genre of porn? Yes. Oh, what's the second?
Girl, guy.
No.
Blowjob.
What?
Blowjob.
No. Okay, I'm going to give you multiple choice, I guess.
There's this girl-on-girl variety type style, and then it would be,
No, I have to give you multiple choice. You got to hear the options. Okay. Second most popular porn on the web for web viewing or adult films for web viewing. Okay.
On the web. Okay.
Okay. All right. BDSM, BBW, MILF, or man on man or hentai.
Hentai, that's a Japanese animation.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to say BBW.
Wrong. No, it's man on man.
You know, the number one, the biggest genre of all porn income-wise is man on man because, you know, men are the only ones really to pay for porn. Very few women pay for porn. Men will still pay for porn. There's so much.
Women pay
porn,
for
right?
romance or the illusion they're
right.
in.
They'll pay for erotica, perhaps. They go to literotica.com or one of the erotic sites. They will pay for a written erotica, but they will not pay for photos. Men pay for photos. They're very visual, you know.
Exactly.
Right.
You're exactly right. Okay. Let's see.
I don't know if it's horny blind men, but there's plenty of horny blind women.
Yeah. Okay.
No,
I'll go ahead and finish the round out the top seven, and I'll move on to the next question. So out the top seven is hentai, and then MILF, and then shemale, and then BBW, and then BDSM.
Forget about that bukkake stuff. I don't know if that bukkake. I don't like snowballs.
Okay, next one. Which type of performer does the Australian, obscenity police people censor or prohibit from performing?
Probably transgender. Female.
Nope.
In Australia, huh? Man on man?
No. One more guess.
Man on animal.
Ew, no.
Well, it probably was on there. You know, they said the outlaw here in Arizona about 2 years ago. Farm animals was legal until about 3-4 years ago on the records here.
But that's not even the answer. I'm gonna have to make this show explicit after we're done. I'm gonna say that as explicit. Okay, the answer is Australia bans performers in adult films who have A cup sized breasts.
A cup sized breasts are illegal in Australia.
Because of what they promote.
What do A cups promote?
Moving along. Next.
I'm going to have to go talk to my friends down under now. Eight cup performers. That is a big class action lawsuit if I ever saw one.
Oh, my God, totally, except they're not American. Okay, I'll give you the link to where I get all this from, too, so you can cross-reference it and verify it, because they may also be wrong, but they may also be right.
No, there's a stupid sex laws site. I forget the name of it, but there's tons of them on the books.
Okay, which Western European country adds a special tax on adult film?
Got to be the French.
Yes, ding, ding, ding. Okay, you got two for four or five.
French got a word for everything. They got a tax. It would be
okay.
Like them to tax saying sexual.
Okay, and then I'll make this two more questions and then we're done with this trivia. This is kind of fun. I have to make this like a game show like once a month or something. Okay, in which country is the act of producing or distributing adult film punishable by death?
Oh, I'm going to say Indonesia.
Wrong.
Malaysia.
Wrong. One more time. One more guess.
North Korea.
You're right. Yay. Woohoo.
Song Il. Yeah, I'm right? Oh, my God. I knew it was something down in that region. They saw caning and stuff, you know, caning. Big bamboo thing, man. So,
Oh, my God, sorry. My dog is, like, trying to jump back on the coffee table. Okay, all right, I think this was supposed to be the last question. Last question. In which European country is the act of viewing adult films legal for all ages? Kind of scary.
Oh, there's a country where all ages can watch porn. Huh. I'm going to say Sweden.
Dude, you totally Googled this.
No, I didn't.
How did you know that?
Swedish people are very liberal. The parents walk around nude in front of their kids. I mean,
are you sure though? Because like, it's one of the
probably
one of
their
the
reputation, you know, back in the day, you know.
Well, I just remember reading something. So. It was either it's in one of the it's Providence, like the providential northern European states. It's either Sweden, Finland, or Norway, where like they criminalize the patrons of sex worker.
It's very, very liberal. The Scandinavian countries.
So that's
very
kind of like
liberal.
That's kind of backwards liberal in a sense, wouldn't you say?
Almost, yeah. It's like being so liberal, you're conservative. I didn't Google that. I'm still stuck on the Sherlock guy, this French guy, Victorian guy. I get a good gimmick going there.
Dude, I just gave you a new, like, hobby.
I'm going to tell that to the pickup artist guys, you know. You got to follow this guy.
That's their new hero from the grave. That's awesome.
The French doctor.
That is awesome. The French know how to do it.
Well, you know, then he's taxed, see? So he not only could he charge a woman for it, then since he's French, they taxed the hell out of it. And there's Kenny Reeder from Yellow Dog Radio just popped on Skype here. Hey, Kenny, sorry.
What happened?
My partner, Ken Reeder, just popped on Skype. He's my blog.
Did he call him to tune in?
Yeah, he's live on the radio now. He's on
he's
Yellow
right
Dog
now?
Radio. Yep.
Oh, my God. Hi. What's his name?
Ken.
Ben?
Yep. And Sonny D is the Golden Yellow Lab, his companion dog. He's a
oh
part
my goodness.
Of the family. And then we have the Yellow Dog Radio Show on right here on Blog Talk Radio. I think we only have one episode up so far, but we just started it. And so I commiserate with you on the, you know, the setup and the technology involved. I think this platform is pretty secure, though.
Yes, I like it. I like it a lot. Geez. Okay. I'm having an attack. Ow! Attack of terrier
you're
chief on my elbow.
You're getting attacked by a chihuahua?
No, he's not a chihuahua. Dude, he's not a chihuahua.
He
is awesome.
Hello? What
he's a he ow ow ow. I'm trying to he just oh, sorry. He's a Russian toy terrier.
Russian toy terrier.
Yes, and he's 5 months old. They're only like they're less than 500 owners of Russian toy terriers in the whole of America or the United States of America, anyways.
Is that because they eat their owners or something? It sounds like he's pretty hungry there.
No, I think he is making me rue the day that I ever allowed him to discover chicken.
Chicken, oh, that's the thing. So
like,
around, he's like a piranha.
Yeah, like I can't eat anything with chicken in it without him like all ears, and he's like largely all ears already to where his nose is perked up.
I did Google that and looked at the breed. They're
aren't they so silly and cute? They're like little.
Well, they
like,
look like a big dog. They're like a midget. That's like a min pin. You know, you see those.
Yeah, they look like mini pin.
Like a little
Chihuahua,
Russian
Papillon hybrid vehicle of life.
Odd looking.
Or something. He's awesome and clever, but weird is all good. He's like 20 different animals in one. He's like, will you get off of my neck? It hurts. Okay, I'm going to put a song and I'll be right back. Ooh, jeez, the freaks come out at night, totally. All right, let me get
come back 3 hours later to finish.
What happened?
You came back after a three-hour hiatus. What do you think I was doing in those 3 hours?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know what? We've been talking so much. I only have, like... 3 minutes left, and we have to extend the episode, which is not bad, but geez,
okay.
I didn't expect that.
Is that a plug for extends? I like stiff knives better. That's
oh, no, I'm not randomly dropping advertising lingo.
I thought maybe you were talking about that.
I mean, I
so
could if so desired, but no.
I don't know about that free sample in the mail thing. I always get the junk mail. How many people get that junk mail from them? They want a free sample yet.
They only miss you and everybody. Well, what? I've never received this.
You never got the spam for extents or a free sample of the
what
mail
is that?
It's a
why would
spam
I need a mail
enhancer?
Hello?
Huh? Oh, these women take it too. I don't know. The women take Viagra.
I don't need an excuse or a reason or a. Just kidding.
I think women take Viagra for blood pressure, actually.
For who?
I think doctors prescribe it to women for blood pressure. Or if they have low blood pressure.
To increase it?
Yeah.
I don't need my blood pressure increased, trust me. Oh, my goodness. Oh, la, la. This doggy. Oh, my jeez. Okay. I'm
a male dog or female dog?
It's a dude.
It's a dude?
Yeah. Ow. Oh, my goodness. Sweetie, please.
Going
oh,
off?
Please. Huh?
Because I'm talking to him in secret dude code over the radio.
Can you be a whisperer? Can you be a whisperer from one dog man to a man dog?
I'm telepathically telling him what to do.
What happened? Wait,
I'm
what?
I'm telepathically talking to your dog.
Okay, he's looking out the window, so I hope you're not outside my window.
I told him to look out the window, yeah. He's going to... I'm flashing signs from below.
You know, he is somewhat, at least not biting me anymore, which is awesome. So you might want to...
Well, maybe
the
chicken's gone, too, huh?
Chicken went back in the fridge.
Okay, chicken's back in the fridge. He knows when to give up. That's the key of any good pickup artist, too. There's no one to give up. It's not die, do or die. You don't hang in there all night. You give them a crack, and if not, you go on to the next one. And it's a lot of numbers, so you don't.
You totally lost me there. What?
Right.
No. Okay. All right.
That's why I opposed all this public publicizing of the techniques, because I think it's wrong. I think it's violates the Man Code 101. That was,
what is?
Know,
wait, who? Where?
So pick up our stuff. You know, I'm helping them out with this, but I think it's a violation. I mean, in my day, if we were out publicly talking about this stuff freely and openly on Dr. Phil, I mean, that's grounds for excommunication from the Dude Society. You know,
these are your buddies. These are your bros. You're working with them.
But and I like them. But I think, you know, it's a generational thing. I think, you know, most guys that are 50 years old or over, say, or 45 or older, if they heard about this stuff being, you know, talked about publicly, it's like you're about ready to call the cops and say, hey, somebody's, you know, divulging state secrets.
Trade secrets.
I mean,
la la la. Ah. Oh.
You know, and the old adage of deny, you know, the one Joey Bishop scene where he's got the wife, he's got a girl in bed, and the wife comes in, and she's, oh, my God, what are you doing? And he's like, what? And he gets dressed, and the woman gets dressed, and the wife's saying, I can't believe you're doing this. He said, what? It's old Joey Bishop.
The method, yeah.
So he's a deny, whether, you know, to the end.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to play. I'm going to play the song I'm
Jeff
Gone.
The Gigolo.
What happened? Who?
Play Jeff the Gigolo by, actually, a David Lee Roth version, but Louis Prima.
Yeah, I'm not like...
Jeff the Gigolo by Louis Prima.
I'm not a jukebox girl. I don't have, like, everything in the whole world. But
I
will
like
be playing. I'm gonna play "I'm Gone" by Koa featuring Envy. I believe that's what I wrote. And it is coming to you, listeners, in precisely 2 seconds. And please stay tuned, Stephen G. Barr, and we will continue. One moment. Enjoy.
We gon' get it in. Yeah. Baby. Let's go.
She's 5'5", brown eyes, and a good look. She Puerto Rican, so I know that she a good cook. To get it, you, I had. Now that you in the bag, I'm on my way as soon as you get the mask. Baby,
yeah.
Here's a pen and pad. Take my name and my number down. Give me a call, no hesitation, I come around. And if you got a man, I ain't trying to know his name. It's pretty obvious, baby, that he ain't about the games. Get with it, girl, I need one day. And you're going forever, like yesterday. Say hello to tomorrow, you'll be happy there. Girl, judging by your face, you ain't happy here. So get with it, baby, you know it's crunch time. And no worries, I'ma eat it when it's lunchtime.
Yeah.
You got the number, so you know what to do. And before we part ways, girl,
we gon'
eat
it.
Now if you rollin' with me, shawty, we gon' do it big. On this champagne poppin', girl, you know what it is. I'm on. You better hop in the whip, cause I'm gone. Girl, come on with me, shawty, we gon' get it in. On this champagne poppin', girl, you know what it is. I'm on. You better hop in the whip, cause I'm gone.
You know there ain't no stopping. Ain't the way, but I keep on popping. Live it up tonight, best pop champagne. Know you feeling me, so forget the mother lane. Come on, shawty, roll with me. We gon' do it, B.I.G. You won't even need ID. Take you, think they never seen. So pinch yourself, so you know this ain't a dream. Cause right now, girl, it's only you and me. I'm trying to kick you out, don't wanna keep you low. So let's go, kick it like Taekwondo. So you my body and I'm in line. So roll with me, I don't care who say what. Cause we gon' get it in like a babe.
Now if you rollin' with me, shawty, we gon' do it big. On this champagne poppin', girl, you know what it is. I'm on. You better hop in the whip, cause I'm gone. Girl, rollin' with me, shawty, we gon' get it in. On this champagne poppin', girl, you know what it is. I'm on. You better hop in the whip, cause I'm gone.
Poppin' for the summertime. I'm just looking for a shorty that just wanna grind. Hand free to steer with.
chinchilla. Usually like something, but I still have some vanilla. White shirt to Manolo Sims. Drop the top, hair blowing in the wind. I get it poppin', baby, champagne poppin'. Cruising down I 95, the rhythm stopping. They be heading to a minimum stop now. All I see, oh, me and one shot now. Love it when I drop the tops, rock the tops, spot them locks. Man, they never stop for
now. Now it's your low and
by Louis Prima. It's a classic.
Dude. Oh my goodness. I'm not in your basement.
In your basement? Wow. You don't have basements out here.
Aww.
We don't have basements out here.
Oh. Darn.
So, did we get some trivia?
What happened?
Was that it for trivia?
So far, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So tell me something cool.
Something called what?
No, cool.
Cool. Yeah, Louis Prima was really cool. He had those tailored slacks too, like the zoot suit slacks.
Uh huh.
It's gonna be a whole new fashion trend.
That's hot.
Yeah?
What? Okay, I want to see pictures of that dog, or the two dogs you were talking about.
The two dogs?
Yeah, didn't you say like a lab or a golden retriever or somebody?
The yellow lab, that's Sunny D from the Yellow Dog Radio.
I want to see. I want to see a picture.
Go up in your...
Please Skype it to me.
He's on the Blog Talk Radio. Just look up Yellow Dog Radio.
Yellow Dog Radio.
Sunny D. Yeah. Sunny D with his feet on his desk.
Cool. I'm excited.
And his buddy Kenny and he are out in the desert, somewhere out in the middle of the desert in a little shack they live in out there. I go out and bring him food once in a while. Actually, we're painting. We've been painting the house, and after about four color choices of purple and orange and lime green, and it was a colorful house out in the middle of the desert. It's like desert flower colors.
Yes, yes.
So, and I think we have one show up.
I like the desert. I like the desert.
Desert is unique. It's it's a little something to go out at midnight and it's 105. You know, it's a trip. We got out to the 120. Of course, same here in Arizona. I don't think I could ever live in the snow again. Why would I want to do that?
Where are you originally from?
New York. Out of Rochester, New York, where they shovel snow off their windshields every morning for about 9 months out of the year.
Well, how long has it been since you've actually lived there? Because I don't really hear an accent at all.
Well, no, actually, Rochester is in the state of New York, but it's geographically much closer to Cleveland than it is New York City. So it's kind of cow country out there. It's beautiful, green, lush, mostly.
Well, I've been to like Albany.
It's on the same latitude, Albany, but you just take the freeway. It's about 6 hours west of Albany. So,
I see. That explains
Western
it.
Between Buffalo and Syracuse.
Nice.
Directly across Lake Ontario from Toronto.
I've been to Toronto. I went to the
great
International Film Festival there, like, back in 06. That was really cool.
Porn Fest in Toronto? No, the Canadians are much
Wait,
more
what?
Liberal.
No. The International Film Festival, like, TIFF. Like, the normal people.
Like,
Film Festival.
Or Sundance, yeah.
Yeah, this sort of thing. I went to that. I was a translator there. Yeah.
The original film festival, actually, they recreated every year right down from Toronto in Niagara on the Lake, the Shaw Festival, and that's live for Shakespearean plays, outdoors under the stars, and they have it every summer at Niagara on the Lake, and it's the Shaw Festival, and that's kind of the OG film festival, really. But before they had film, they had
It makes me swoon in a way, like the nerdy, geeky side of me, because I love Shakespeare. And there's like Shakespearean festivals in Oregon. I remember I just started following the organization runs it. Yeah. I believe it's in
Oregon.
Sure,
wasn't it the Renaissance Festival with turkey legs and boobs sticking out?
I know. I haven't been to it, but I did start following them. Yeah, I started following them on Twitter, and I got to look back at what their precise name is, like the theater or stage that kind of runs it, but it's a full-out festival, and I think that kind of stuff is really cool. So how there's, you know, communities that are really into Ren Faire, this, that, and the other, like anime conventions and all this. I'm a Shakespeare girl. I like, you know, drama, theater, classical literature. All these things I like, yeah. So, I don't know. Anyway, alrighty. So, I'm going to play one more song here real quick and be right back with you.
Louis Prima.
You ready? No, it's not that. You can play that for you in your mind. But, no, I'm going to play.
I don't fantasize about Louis Prima.
I'm not saying that. I'm not. That's not what I was implying, Mister.
Oh, okay. It could be taken that way.
Only the perverts like you. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm so brutal to you. I don't even know where this is coming from. It's like my first actual long conversation with you ever, and I'm getting like mean. Sorry.
Hey, happy ending. Did you say you had a happy ending at the end of the first conversation?
And maybe it's on the way. Maybe I'll get really hysterical. Really, really hysterical.
That's your trip out.
Yes, a hysteria which only a doctor can relieve.
Just a segue. Go ahead with your musical selections.
Okay. I'm going to play I'm the One by Wesley Harding. It's a good song. I like this song a lot. I actually did like a video to this song. Okay, so here it is. I'm the One by Wesley Harding. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that was a good tune.
That's awesome. I love that song. Wesley Harding is a very talented artist. He's on Naked Girls Radio, which is another platform which has provided so many opportunities for me and other models, as well as tons of talented unsigned artists. So,
are they on Blog Talk?
They are through me right now. Yes. But, yeah, they have their own site at Naked Girls
Radio.
Naked
Girl Radio, huh?
Naked Girls Radio, .com. And
they
also...
Nude,
what happened?
Are they really broadcasting the nude in the studio, or where were they broadcast from? Prove it.
Me? Well, look at
my... them, or whoever's on there.
I am one of... What? Wait.
Well, you broadcast.
I'm one of the models. I broadcast, and I get naked all the time on my website and various other outlets on the World Wide Web.
I'm going to Google it right now.
Google me. Oh, my gosh. What?
I'm Googling Naked Girl Radio.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Okay, Google Naked Girls Radio. Totally.
Like, do you guys give away your secrets, great secrets?
you know what? You know what happened is I did a running countdown to my 29th birthday, which happened March 24th of this year, and I did 29 secrets. So I revealed secrets 29 like
secrets.
Yeah, it's all on my website, liveandgrindinla.com.
I'm going to have to look that up. Now, are these good secrets? Or are they, like,
you need to catch up. Oh, my goodness. What the heck, man? I thought we were friends.
Well,
you don't know any of my secrets? What is wrong? Dude, I'm so disappointed. I'm just kidding.
I'm going to definitely check it out.
Dude, please do.
29 secrets. Okay, so next year you're going to divulge 30? You're going to make this an annual event?
Yes, perhaps, indeed, I will. And you know what? You are like some sort of like dog guru or something, because Doggy has stopped biting me ever since you did your whisperings or whatever. Now he's all curled up and with his eyes closed, tucked in a little adorable.
Yeah, I whispered at him through the window. You want to the window and look out?
Ew, don't you, man? Yeah, no. But thank you.
You're welcome. I do.
Yeah, okay. So what would be your top recommendations as far as social media resource sites for aspiring media publishers, whether they're in mainstream media or adult, to learn and keep up to date on the latest resources to expand their reach?
Probably Mashable. I would say Mashable.
I agree.
Top recommended site to stay on top of. I use Wikipedia probably 20 times a day, but it's not really a social site, and per se, the articles are encyclopedia form, actually, but. But yeah, Mashable. I would say Mashable. I follow Angel List daily. I'm very active on angel.co, which is Angel List, and this is Mark Cuban, Ashton Kutcher, a lot of people that are interested in startup companies, but they're you know, probably our answer out of this recession, not to get too overly serious on you here, but, you know, the way things are here in the economy, pretty much nobody's going to hand nothing to you, so you're going to go out there and put it together, create something. There's kind of a renaissance actually going on with creativity and sustainability. I don't like coin phrases like that, but we had ecology in '60s with a green flag with a circle to it when we were doing ecology. So, you know, sustainability and green is not new, as many younger generation may seem to think. I mean, we've been doing it in the '60s, but we weren't doing it so well, though, were we? So we didn't keep it up.
Right.
Smoke and fire. No, we were too much out of the '80s. It was, you know, decadence. That was the same as the '20s. That was the flapper era. The Scott Fitzgeralds were replaced by Jay McInerney.
Ooh, did you watch that movie, Midnight in Paris?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Yeah, I go over all those flappery people and authors and cool times and good times.
Henry Miller in Paris is the ideal. You know, Henry Miller,
Henry,
if you watch Henry,
yeah.
Henry in June is a great film. His time in Paris. But he was, in a way, ahead of his time as far as debauchery goes. And kind of
uh-huh, as was Marquis de Sade. Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know. I got whipped once at a Ravens on Little Santa Monica once, and this chick had a bullwhip, and I was tied and on my tippy toes, and my hands were above me, and she gave me a safe word. I was naked. There's probably 500 people in this rave, and she wrapped that bullwhip right around my head three times, and the thing popped me right in the eye. And that was about when I started saying my safe word. And she kept going about three, four more good whaps after that, and I about kicked her ass.
Oh, that is tragic.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
So I'm not into, you know, some chick wants to whip my eye, I said, you can get whipped back. Yeah, I don't care, you know. I'm not into that for recreation. Whatever you're into, it's fine, but I tell you, I got reflexes.
Yeah, at some point it becomes assault. I agree. Let's see. I have one recommendation for you that I think you might like.
Okay.
Well, reading recommendation that I just think you might like in general, just from everything we've been talking about this evening. It's Jean-Paul Sartre, Childhood of a Leader. Most people are more familiar with, like, We Clone, No Exit, which is, like, Hell is Other People, kind of that's sort of the meme in that work of his. But Childhood of a Leader is actually extremely interesting, and I think you would actually like it as much as I do. I forget the last thing I was going to say.
I don't know that one. I know you're going to fall apart, but I don't know.
Well, that's why I recommend that you read it, because it's awesome. I don't know. It's just my random words of passing forth a good read. I don't know. But, yeah. Anyways,
I'll pick you up on that. Did you know that other French guy, a doctor?
No, I didn't, unless you just completely butchered the name or something, but I don't think so. No. Yes, I remember now. Okay, I was going to...
No, the doctor that took care of Syria.
I don't know. No. But what I was gonna share, because we have, like, only a few more minutes here before the end of the hour, but I was going to chime in as far as my favorite social media resources as far as websites. And I really like Mashable as well, and I also like... Convince and Convert.
Well, it depends on what your interests are. If you're an adult webmaster, you got to go to gofuckyourself.com. That's one of the best adult webmaster
resources. Well, it's GFY, right? GFY.com.
Yeah. No, it's gofuckyourself.com. But,
I never see it written all out. Shame.
I think you can do that.
I like Adult Chamber. That one's
good.
Adult Chamber's good. Yes. And, yeah.
I hang out in the over 50 chat room on Fling. You know, that this my speed.
Okay.
Adult chamber.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hit the smack back, though, so I don't play that. But Sark, I'm reading Sark for Green.
Who?
Jean Paul.
Yes, yes. He
studied
awesome.
Mathematics at a very young age. He was a mathematician by trade, originally. Very analytical. Left brain.
Very extremely abstract, indeed. Yes. I like him a lot. Yeah, it's... Okay. I guess we're closing out this part two of my interview with you, Stephen Gbar. Please let everybody know where they can follow up with you if they'd like to have a chat or send an email or read some of your work that you've done.
Well, adult work would be eroticfreepress.org. Eroticfreepress.org is where I get on my curmudgeon-y soapbox and think about stupid sex laws and things like that, or stbmediagroup.com is my mainstream business, my social media and public relations firm. So those two would, from there, and then about.me/StephenBar, Stephen Bar, it will give you links to all my social media profiles. About Me is a great resource for, that's a tip I can give all your listeners right now. Go to about.me. You can create a profile there that you put links to all your other ones so you don't have to give people 1,000 URLs. You go to About Me, make a custom domain for free, and you store all your domains on one page. So you can just do a little QR code to that address, and people can just scan the code and go there and see everything on one page. It's one of the greatest tools in social media. Unfortunately, it does not remember all your passwords. There's other applications that do that for you, though. But
I'd rather they not. I'm fine. That's what my password book is for. But that's okay.
Always keep a paper. That is the one thing about all this cloud thing and the internet.
Yeah.
Now, and your electronic email lists and your smartphone. You know, if the battery dies, you don't have anybody's number. You know?
Exactly.
Stop taking off the deal. You don't know who to call to get bail money because your phone died or they take the phone away. You know, the paper copies is still required.
I agree. There, at some point, the pen and paper are mightier than the iPhone. Every now and again. But, yeah, okay. Well, thank you so much, Stephen Gbar, for allowing me to interview you here on Playtime with Sandra Radio. Everyone, continue, please, to join me and listen in regularly. Scheduled time at the regularly scheduled time of Sunday evenings, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time till either 9 or 9:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and all archives are available on my site, playtimewithsandra.com. And to learn even more about me and see what you can't see while you're listening to me, you can go to livinggrindnla.com. Sweet dreams, everyone, and good night.
Bye.
Hello, all you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.